This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And I said to the family, when we come back, we are talking to Reason. He's with me right here on the line. Hi, sir. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing just fine, and thank you for having me.
And let me welcome you to your family, because you're coming for the first time. You're joining us for the first time. So here on Heart to Heart, on the show Heart to Heart, we don't have listeners. We never have listeners. No. But we have family. So we are welcoming you. Yeah. We got family members. It's all about family, family, family. So welcome to the family, Put Reason.
Amen.
Now, all the time, before we start with our guest speakers, we'd like to know who they are, where they're coming from, and why they do what they do. So let's start with you. Who is Reason? Umlu.
Yeah. No, thank you for the opportunity. Reason is a young guy who grew up at the farm called Verepiesfontein, which is between Hedlibeck and Balfour.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in the family of six, and which are very much good parents. They were working in the farm, but they managed to raise me up with values and all that. Yeah, that's basically me.
That's basically you. Now, Mlu, you are interested in, you know, we looked at the profile of what you do. We looked at what you do at the Raven on Mission Community Project, that organization, that you are more onto young people. Why is your heart so much on young people?
If I may start it back, if you allow me to.
Mm-hmm.
At my early age, while I was still a very young boy upcoming, I made a very serious mistake. One of the mistakes that I made, it was to commit a crime that led me to be in prison for quite a long, long, long time.
Sure.
I found myself doing something that will lead me to be sentenced to a life imprisonment plus 23 and 6 months. So,
a life imprisonment.
Yeah, that was the sentence that I got.
Mm.
It was in 1998 then.
Mm.
And I was a very young boy at the age of 18 years.
Mm.
It's just that I found myself in a wrong crew of, you know, upcoming young guys.
Hmm.
And then consequently, then I found myself doing that. So the reason why I am so keen and, you know, interested in the young boys is that I take myself there as I look at them to say, they are vulnerable. They can do anything wrong. They can make mistakes at that time. But I think it is better to do a mistake while you were told before.
Yeah.
You understand? Unlike...
Learn from others, not become the example yourself. Learn from others who have walked that journey before you. Yeah.
Excellent. So that is why I had that heart to say, yes, I slept and I fall down, and I fall down very... hardly down, but I picked myself up in the dark situation, and then gracefully, and then after a 21 years of full teaching inside the prison, then I came out being a better person, and I thought to say, you know what, let me open a non-profit organization which will deal with all these social ills that are so much in this country, and then just to try and address and help the young one coming up.
Sure. Now, when you're talking about yourself and sharing about your journey as an 18-year-old, and you found yourself with the wrong crowd, right? So many of our young people are finding themselves with the wrong crowd. I was just sharing earlier on before we kumana nawe that some of our young people are into drugs, for example, because they're bored. They are at home, but there's no attention at home. Mom and dad are very busy. And so as a result, they find themselves raising themselves. Always, you are alone in the house. You're the one doing, making sure that you have eaten and all of that. But now what they do, they're just giving you money. As long as there's money in the house, then they believe that they've done their best as parents. Some of them find themselves in wrong crowds because of boredom and so much money that they have, and they don't know what to do with it. Others are finding themselves in those spaces because of poverty. Others are finding themselves in those spaces because of peer pressure. So when it comes to Mlu, when it comes to Ureason, what was the reason that you found yourself in a bad crowd when you were 18?
I will personally say, I met these people, and then having met these guys, I never thought that they were in a criminal activities and all that. And after having joined them, it made me to love what they are doing because they were making things easier. Like the money that I will get at home, it was less than the money that they will bring. And me not knowing how did they bring it. So as a result of that, then I got caught about that lifestyle that they were pushing. But eventually, I ended up liking that particular style, but not knowing that at the end of the day, I will find myself trapped. But at home, let me tell you, I had good parents, even though that they were not working that fancy job. But as far as the support was concerned, I was covered in there. So what I can tell and say is that it was the choice that I made to find myself around those guys and also like those style. It was me, out of my greediness, out of ignorance, and out of, you know, not making good decisions.
And I'm sure that now when you're working close with our young people, you find such young people involved, you know, in with the wrong gang, making wrong decisions, and you're seeing yourself, I mean, yourself in them. You're seeing the young you in them.
Yes.
Sure. Now, yes, I wanted to ask another question, but I can hear you want to say something quickly.
Yeah, and it is painful when you see, you know, the actions that they are doing, that, you know, this action is going to lead them to a wrong place. Now, there is this another thing that I'm blaming it so very much. It is, you know, our television.
Media, you spaces, know,
the manner in which they are showing prison, it's not exactly the true reflection of what is happening inside prison.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that they should scare people, you know, on their programs and whatnot, but then it's not the true reflection of what is happening inside prison. I can tell you because I've been there for 21 full years.
Sure.
And during that time, I'm telling you, there were no father, there were no mother, no anyone. You get locked inside prison with prisoners, not warders, with prisoners inside. And the time when they lock up, that's where the prison starts. So I can tell you, I've been there and I know what is happening. And what is being portrayed on television is really giving our young boys to say that, no, we can still survive in prison. No, it's still fine. We can still be the boss. That's not what is happening inside. That's not what is happening.
So what we see is also, it can be something that young people are attracted to. Like, it looks cool. It looks good.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Because sure. you come up being a boss this side, outside, a boss of a certain gang here outside, and terrorizing the community and all that and all that. When you come inside, then they still portray that a particular bossness that we are still continuing even inside. And there's no such.
Hmm. A little share, put reason about some of the things that one, because you say after it's after the locking, that's when prison starts. So during the time where prison warders are there and everything, you know, you're out there, that's not yet prison.
Yes.
You experience it after you're locked inside. And I know that there are times that those who are inmates would be put in and it would be time for locking. So after those keys are turned, what happens?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
When comes the time now when the facility, the correctional services to lock and master the prison and then all the prisoners are inside. And then you must know now there is no law in South Africa that is governing that particular cell at that time.
Hmm.
The only law that is governing there, it is the law of the people that are there inside. And it will depend, Uguti, in the cell that we are located in, we are located with who? People who have done what? People who think how?
Mm.
Understand?
Mm.
So, and that time, they are the ones that are going to govern. If they say during the from this time on, naipachisini, there is no one who's going to go a toilet, that will never happen.
Mm.
It will remain like that. Where do you need yourself? They just don't care. So that is what is happening inside there. And now these boys, they are not aware of that.
Hmm. Hmm. Sure. And so the truth also need to be told when it comes to our young people. We have seen our young men recently, I think from 2018, this has been happening. It has been like a serious pandemic on its own, where our young men would kill our young women. They would also abuse them physically. And some would escape prison for a certain period, and then they would go through trial. You know, they would be out on bail. And it looks cool for others. And you are telling us that the truth needs to be told. Our young men need to know what's happening inside, so they are afraid even of going there, because it's not a cool place to be. No young person, no person should be imprisoned, to be specific.
Not at all. One other thing that I have personally realized is that there is this guy who will go to prison, right?
Yeah.
And then go and serve his sentence, and then he will come back perhaps after 10 years later.
Yeah.
And then he got released.
And terrorize the city again.
Sorry?
There are those who terrorize again.
Yeah, not even terrorizing the city. You know, when he come back, and then these young ones, they are starting now to serve him as a hero. Like
they idolize him.
Yeah, they idolize him because of he came to serve a long sentence, and then here is he now, and all of them now they are looking up to him. And then the sad part is that that particular person that they idolize him, he does not tell them the real story that has happened with him personally. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Uguti, how did I manage to get through this 10 years? Because I am certainly sure you will never get through 10 years without anything happen to you, without having gone through obstacles of what is happening in prison. Look, you can get hurt inside prison even without having, even with your best behavior.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
But there is time where you find that they say that the gangs are in collision to each other.
Mm.
You know, and at that particular time, you can get hurt, some of the people get killed. Not to say that particular person was partaking in this gang activity or was doing anything wrong, but because of his in the situation whereby now he just has to make yourself a free, but then you understand what is happening in that situation. It's a chaos. Everyone is running for his own life. And at the end of the day, we find some are injured, some they lost their eyes, some they done it, but not because of they were bad, they were doing anything bad, but because of the situation. And the prison is just has got four walls. You don't have anywhere to run on. Mm. And the whole ball is played right there.
Sure. Yeah, but reason, that is like really another thing that we never think of. It's a different kind of a society on its own.
100%. Not even the, just to interject.
Yes, but reason.
Even if the police, when they come, the warriors, when they come, mm-hmm. in that situation, they don't come in and help you. They come when the situation, it is rest, it's at rest. Hmm. And remember, at that time, you will find that 4, 5, 6 other people have already died in that particular chaos. So even the waters are there, but I'm telling you, don't guarantee that your safety is there.
So we would safely say the way that prison is portrayed by those that are outside, even our media platforms, it's not true. It shouldn't be used as a rite of passage, because now some of our boys think and believe that you are a true man once you can go through prison. And we're saying, do not go there. It is not a rite of passage.
Perfect.
Sure. All righty then. Okay, let me read a message quickly before I ask you the next question, but reason. Over James Ferdinand van Zyl, who is a former policeman, also says, I do understand what our brother says. I interviewed and profiled a lot of hardened criminals. Most of them implicated it was a lack of role models and having the wrong role models. Example, they see these young men driving flashy cars, never worked a day in his life. So why not taking this easy way? Sure. Yeah, and it's so true. I have one of my sisters that I know who is an educator. Now we call them educators, a teacher. And she says some of her students would say they envy these, in the township, they call them amakinsa, you know?
Yes.
And they drive flashy cars, they got money. And they are terrorizing everyone in the around the townships. They are seen as kings and queens in that space. They even abuse the ladies they are with. It's no biggie. It's everything. And they pay, sometimes they pay the police. So, and our young people look at that and they say, this is who we want to become because it's an easy way out. So I agree with what James Ferdinand van Zyl says. And the sister that I'm talking about, who's an educator, says, yo, you work, you know, you're like, no, guys, no, that's not the right way to go. But it's awesome when we have Nina, but reason, who can come and say to our children, that's not the right way to choose. It may look good, as the Bible says, there's a way that looks good, but the end of it is death. And so this is exactly what we're saying. So when and how did you meet with our Lord Jesus Christ? Good reason.
It was 5 years later during my time while I was spending inside. And remember, when you enter into a prison, one thing that you will want to do, you'll want to have a sense of belonging.
Mm.
And then when I'm talking about a sense of belonging, it's when now you've got a certain group of people who are believing into certain beliefs.
Mm.
And mostly you are being received by people who are called gangsterism inside prison.
Huh.
And then they will ask you, where do you fellowship?
Hmm.
And then when I will say Ezion, they say, no, man, we're not talking about churches here. I'm asking, where do you fellowship? And then we have to mention one of the prison gangsterism that have been found there, which is Air Force 26, 28, and all those.
Hmm.
And then if you are not belonging to any of those fellowships, and then they will now propose you to say, look, our gangsterism, we believe in this, we believe in this, but now they don't give you the exact belief of them until you get to chap their chap on your hands or whatever in your body.
Oh, like a tattoo.
And then after that, this when then they start to tell the truth, to say, look, we believe in blood. We believe in sucking the blood.
Hi,
then you start now to say, you understand? And we have just made a mistake because now we've got a symbol of them.
Wait. Is it a tattoo?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they tattoo you.
Yes, they tattoo you, and then as to belong to them as their group, because now they've proposed you, and we have taken that. You see. So we came through all those things. Even myself, I ended up belonging in one of the gangsterism inside there. Because it was me wanting a sense of belonging. I just wanted a group where I can be and know that at least by being there, then I know that there's a bit security for me. So it goes on for 5 years, doing all those wrong things. But I was not aware that spiritually, what I have confessed on that day, it was a major to confess something to say, I will die having this. You talk all those things. You understand? So, Gandhi, at that time, I was confessing this idol. You understand? That I am worshipping now and all that. But thanks be to God, because 5 years later, there was a church. I was in Bloemfontein prison then. There was a church who was giving bazaaries, was giving, like when you're in prison, then they will assist your family outside and give them food and whatnot. So I went there with that mind to say, look, let me go then also to make my family to have some groceries outside while I'm still here. I go there with that mind. But guess what? On that particular day, this pastor was talking about a scripture that says that he is seated with Christ in heavenly places. And then you went on to explain how he is seated with Christ in heavenly places. So I wanted to sit with Christ in heavenly places, but I didn't understand what he was saying. When he break the scripture up, look, when he was calling for an altar call, I was the first person to run for an altar call. I raised my hands up higher than anyone who was there, even though I'm a shorter, but I raised my hands up because I heard the message. And then that was 5 years later, 2003. Since then, I didn't go back. So even in prison, I studied and became a pastor, and I was helping other offenders who are actually not having that boldness of coming out of gangsterism and become, you know, Christians. Because Christians are getting hurt inside of prison because they are taking members from gangsterism to their churches. It's a war. It's a war that is happening there. But to God be the glory, I do not have any scars of prison because God was protecting me throughout.
Sure. It's another world. It's another world when one goes to prison.
Yes.
Wow. But we thank God who kept you. And so now you find that you come out and you realize our children need you. When you look at where you've been, as we are preparing to go to the news, when you look at where you've been, but reason and your journey, would you say that God allowed it so that today you might be working with our young people and saying, that's not the right way to go, and pointing them to the right one? I love what you said there about the organization that you are running, the Raven on Mission Community, to say bringing youth to the author of their lives, which is Christ, through using sports and other activities. So would you say that God allowed all this, everything that happened in your life, so that today you might be the one saying to our young people, it might look good, but that's not it. That's not it. It leads to death.
Amen. Yeah, I must say that the devil's intentions about my life, it was actually to kill me. Because I remember the day when they sentenced me. They said to me, we are sentencing you to life in prison. And then I asked the judge on that particular day, what do you mean when you say that you're sentencing me to life? And then there was an interpreter who said, as long as the prison walls are still standing, then you won't get an opportunity to go home.
Hmm.
I went in the prison corridors having that in mind to say, as long as the prison doors are still standing, I do not have a chance to go home. So that was what he was ringing to me. Mm-hmm. Even when I was getting charged inside and get the new clothes, the uniform of the prison and all that, my first day, that night, that was the word that was is ringing in my mind to say, as long as the prison walls are still standing, you don't have a chance to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that was a killing weight for me to say, I look at the structure of the prison, I see, man, this is the best strong structure ever.
Mm.
So meaning that these walls will never, I ask questions, when was this prison built? They say 1962. So it was a very tough thing. So that was the devil was willing to kill me, but now God's intention by allowing that to happen, it was to build me up, to be a real man. Hmm. So that I am today.
So whatever the enemy intended, the Lord turned it out for your good.
For my good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes.
Wow.
So I thank the Lord so much about, you know, when I look back, I also don't know how it happens, but I just say to God be the glory.
Wow. Wow. Good reason. Let's just hold it there. We are coming back with you. To learn some more, and I just love the heart that you have for our young people, in spite of everything that you have gone through, you know, and you say, yeah, the wrong crowd. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be where I'm at. But yay, we were here, and God turned it out for my good. So we are coming back with you just after the news and traffic. So family, do stay tuned for more.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
I am not alone right here on Heart to Heart. Yes, I am Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm with you up until 3 o'clock, but I'm not alone. I'm with Urizen Mlu. We are talking about what he does for our young people. I know that we won't be able to finish our talk today, Mlu. I know it's namhlanje, but we will continue and make sure that you know, we minister to our family members throughout the month of June. Mlu, are you still there with us? Reason? Okay. Reason.
Hello.
Hey. Reason.
I'm in the spirit of worship.
Usapagama. Mlu, this is radio. You pagamisa him with us. How?
I forgot to take the radio. I'm saying pagam.
All right, let me greet Natasha Panis, Pietra Small. Thank you so much for being with us. And Anna Randall, hello to you. And let me see quickly. Mamu Makamuhelo, Linela, hello to you. Also celebrating, saying we shall overcome. And I see Ubabumbuiswa. Let's hear this one from Ubabumbuiswa. Ngbeni.
Sesbong here, my brother, the side. Greetings. And a wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sesbong, I'm always with you. It's just that sometimes. But yeah, coming back to the topic, thanks for the brother. Indlela uNkulunkulu amsize ngayo. Siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu akavumanga ukuthi afele kuleza indawo.
Eish.
We won't say sesibonge God allowed that, because uNkulunkulu won't put us through difficult situation just to prove a point. USathane ohlala esemacebeni ukuthi ususa kanjani okanye usikhipha kanjani enkazimolweni. isela usathana to Jesu alizango philisa kodwa lize
ngokuphi. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy.
Kodwa makabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi la usathane sehlele khona ukuthi uyaqeda ngomuntu uNkulunkulu aveze indlela namasu wokuthi umuntu apsinde okanye aphume kuleso simo abuya phethe ubufakazi obufana nalokhu obuphethe umfo wethu azathi umpostoli Paula konke kusebenzelana kube kuhle uthi uJosepha ekhuluma nabafo wabo ukuthi you intended to do bad about me but God changed that for a good purpose. Siyabonga. God didn't allow for my brother to go to prison but that devil set him up and God to change what devil intended to do with his life. To God be the glory. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much, Babu Mbuisa. Also, you know, just celebrating the goodness of the Lord in your life, good reason to say, you know, the enemy comes to steal, to kill and destroy. He had a bad purpose about your life. He destined to kill you, but God used it for you, for your good. Today you are out, and we are grateful that the Lord's hand has been with you and that you are out. We get such awesome testimony from you as well. I'm looking at our time, but reason, it looks like we have to say goodbye, but you'll be back again next week, Monday. And now we are going to mostly look into what you do for our young people and how. And I understand that you will be calling young people very soon, I think on the 20th as well, and gathering them making sure that they are ministered unto as well. But what are your closing statements to our family members? If we also have some young people tuned in, we got families that are dealing with problematic young people the parents don't know what to do anymore. What is your advice? Quick one before we go.
Okay, in just a second, I am going to churches, I'm going to any gathering that they may call me. I'm doing one-on-one. So if you've got a child that maybe you see that he's got a bad sign, then I can talk to him. I'm not saying that I'm a savior, but the grace is in me. So the grace will make the work. So if you are there, then you're willing to call and arrange such a thing, then we can do that if you allow me to give my number out.
Yes, I actually have a message here for you, actually. Unfortunately, I won't be able to take calls right now. Family, I think I should bring him back tomorrow, ne? Okay. Pastor Khomotso Modisele saying, hi, Sisibongile. I'm listening on my way to CCMA. I'm so blessed. True victory shall come and we shall overcome. Whether devil likes it or not, I am singing all the way. And he says, hi, can you forward me contact numbers of your guests? I want to invite him to speak to our youth in our community. And I think our communities need you, Butumlu. I think our churches need you. Our young people need you. And it's such a great time to, you know, even get young people together in spaces right now because of the month that we are in. And so, please give us your numbers so that we know where to contact you when we need your hand, when we need you to talk to our young people as well.
Amen. Then they can use this number, 066-000-8571.
Can you repeat that?
I repeat again, 066
Sure. And your closing statements for today?
Thank you for having me, family. And thank you very much, Sibongile, for giving me also the platform to talk to the family. I believe that they have received as much as I have received as well. So thank you so much, as we have also a promise that I'm coming next week, and then there's great news.
Unga be too sure. The family can change that.
then they'll be losing much because I want to tell them about my book.
No. What I'm saying, put reason, is that won't be too sure. We might find that we are excess. We are chiga paralytics.
Oh, to God be the glory there.
Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you for loving our young people and going out to minister unto them, to bring them the truths, to help them also to come into the knowledge of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you so much.
Amen.
May
Amen.
The Lord keep you. Amen. May He bless you. May He make His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and always give you His peace. Thank you, sir.
Amen. I receive. Thank you so much.
Family, that is Put Reason Mlu, and you can call him on 066-000-8571. You can send him a WhatsApp there, or you can call him on the on that line. It's 066-000-8571.